Aaron Reale, ABC News Radio national correspondent. Cyber wars with China, not just TikTok. Take it away, Aaron.
Yes, I know what my father loves John Wick too. I completely get it. Yeah, everything everywhere all at once, not as exciting. But Cold War, China, let's focus. So four of the five hottest apps in the U.S. in March, they're actually made in China, believe it or not. So seven-month-old Temu, it's a retail site. It sells ultra-low-priced goods made mostly in China. It's been downloaded the most in the U.S. for the month of March. This is according to data analytics firm Sensor Tower, followed by TikTok video editing partner CapCut, then TikTok itself, then fast fashion retailer Shein. That came in fourth. Facebook rounded out the top five, the only non-Chinese app among the top five. Jack, I have to ask you, have you heard of any of these besides TikTok?
No.
Yeah, that's exactly. And here, it's kind of amazing to me, and it's probably indicative of the fact that you and I can firmly supplant ourselves in the old category, because these are wildly popular among younger generations. And Temu, believe it or not, they had an ad during the Super Bowl, like the football game. The Super Bowl, they had a big ad. And what's interesting about these Chinese tech companies is that they have a very strong workforce. And basically what they're doing right now, their manufacturing dominance that we saw a couple decades ago, they're reapplying those same principles just when it comes to tech. And this vast workforce they have, half of the Chinese workforce are engineers. They're getting people to swipe. They're getting people to buy. And while we spend a lot of time, you know, focused on getting rid of AP classes because it might hurt other people's feelings, we don't seem to be focusing on the fact that if we want to compete on a global stage geopolitically, you need to realize that a stronger educated population creates a stronger output ultimately.
Interesting. Yeah, well, they were busy at work when we watched and sat, I guess. Thank you, Aaron Reale, NBC
News. Have a great day.